She had a cloth that she used to catch that top of that iron with, and she kept it on the stove with a bread band turned down over them irons. When she, that was when she got the one which she had the handle, she could clip off it, each one of them.
Yeah.
Then she put a pan on it.
Keep the hot. Handle,
yeah, but the one before that, she had them, and she had to have a cloth, I remember, she put around that handle on that iron. That was called a flat iron. And then that other one, I don't know what to call it. And then finally, I remember coming along and we got a gasoline iron, and that was a honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you bet.
That
was,
that's when we became civilized.
That's right. That's when they began to get a little further along.
Did she have anything special to take her clothes out to hang them up?
Just a clothes basket, I think, would be all. And the clothespin, I believe she just called it the clothespin sack. Kept her clothespins in. She had a piece of telephone wire stretched for clothesline. Similar to today, not a lot of difference in that respect, I think, in the country and the rural areas. Of course, maybe not many of us use that anymore.
You mentioned your loft or your attic. How'd you get up there?
Well, it was a manhole cut back, let me see where that was in the house. I believe it was in the dining room compartment back in the corner, and then they papered over it when they wanted up there. They slid it like that, mm-hmm. and pushed it up and moved in and went up with a ladder. Mm-hmm. Had a little ladder to go up in there. That's where they got that.
And what did you have out in front of your house, over your front door?
Well, we had a screened-in porch, actually. On the at the front of it was a porch, plumb around that. One room, still that's still there today, just exactly like it was.
That's what it is.
It's I did. Not a bit changed.
Is that what you call that?
Porch, huh?
Porch.
Was that ever called anything else?
No, it was never, a veranda never was used in that term at the ranch. I've never heard it used.
Have you ever heard gallery that way?
Oh yes, I've heard gallery, but I've never heard it used there.
Uh-huh. How'd you get onto your porch? That is, from, how'd you get from the, from the dirt up onto your porch?
Well, I don't remember. Seemed to me like that brick up there. Studding off the house. Oh, it had that. And all those were wooden steps on the beginning of the plane. It was built out of wood. There's wood steps up to it. Yeah. It was wood steps up to that thing.
What did you have on the outside of your house? What sort of covering? Brick?
No. It was just, it wasn't boxing boards. It was, I imagine it'd be what you call shiplap today, wouldn't it? Or similar to that, or siding?
Yeah, I think it's shiplap.
I think it's what it was.
Was that ever called weatherboards or weatherboards?
Weatherboards, maybe that weatherboards. I guess that's what it was. I guess it's weatherboards. I believe that's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Had a half lap on it. That's a weatherboard. That's what it was. Yeah.
What'd you have on your roof?
We had wood shingles. They were wood shingles.
Huh? Were they shipped in or made on the spot?
No, they were shipped in. There was no timber ever made in this area. That I know anything about. I never saw a sawmill in my life in this.
No, never saw
them. Never saw
them. We've been here since the country's here.
I never saw them.
Not enough timber here.
Short grass country.
No, there was no.
Did you have anything up along the edge of your house to carry off the water? Here I go using my arm.
A gutter, you mean?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't have a gutter. We had no cistern, we had wells. There was no gutter, there was an eave over that house. I'd say six inch eave.